Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Covino and Rich, hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you enjoyed all the games. Hope all your teams won. Thank you for hanging out with us, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast-free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hi, Flo. One day she'll get back to me. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
I have a random question for you, Rich. Since the league-leading fans of breaking TVs were the Giants and the Cowboys fans.
Yeah, stop breaking 32-inch TVs to get on social media. We all know. No one cares. It's a cheap TV. I'm not impressed. Someone just sent me a clip of a Dallas Cowboys fan running over his TV. In fact, SportsCenter retweeted it. Bozos. Why would you retweet this guy? It is a thicker flat screen, which means it's older. And it was like the guy could put it on his shoulder. That TV is probably $50.
Yeah. Actually, someone sent me a clip too. It was Dak throwing his helmet in disgust after the game. Yeah, it was intercepted. You see that.
Stop it.
You see that one, right?
Yeah, Dak threw his helmet down, and it was caught by 49.
Yeah, even that was intercepted.
And you know what?
But hold on, I had a legitimate question.
Okay, let's hear it.
Of all the miserable fans, who do you feel sorry for the most? Because I heard Colin talking about how he just felt sorry for the Giants and their fans. Who do you feel sorry for the most?
Truthfully,
Giants was embarrassing.
You can make an argument for anyone. I don't feel bad for the Jags fans. They were in over their head. It was, you know, happy to be there, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Someone's like, I'm just happy to be here.
They were. And they played tough.
Giants, almost the same feeling of like, hey, happy to be in the, running.
Yeah, but they were embarrassed, dude.
The two teams I do feel bad for, Cowboys fans, and we will get to that in a second. And, you know, Buffalo thought this was their year, man. Vegas had them as the odds-on favorite preseason, during the season.
True.
The Buffalo Bills have got to feel let down. And you look at Josh Allen throwing 5 interceptions, 5 picks in the last 3 games. And I'm not saying he's not the elite Josh Allen, but, you know, it's to clean things up a little bit. And they need a little maybe help offensively to get that chip right if they want to make a real run over the next couple years.
Now, we want to talk about what type of fan are you and what type of fan should you be. And it has to do with braggy fans and not so braggy fans. Stay tuned on that, but we're taking your phone calls now.
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox, wrapping up your takeaways from this weekend. Who do we got?
This is Jaden in Wyoming. What's up, Jaden?
Hey, Jaden, you're on with CNR.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, man? You had to feel a little bad for the Bills fans. And I mean, that you know, the team went through a lot this year. They were the favorites to go all the way. And, you know, you practically lay a goose egg. Yeah, you put points on the board, but that game was 14-0 by the time you opened your eyes.
Yeah, no, I totally. So I'm a Bills fan, and I can't tell you how disappointed and how sad it was for the entire state of Wyoming. If you've ever been to Wyoming, ever since Josh Allen has gotten drafted, the whole state is behind him. Like, there's Bills jerseys that are call local college game, like everything. It's crazy. And the fans there at Buffalo, you could just see they stayed after the game. Like, they were just heartbroken, just disappointed. Yeah. And, like, this was our Super Bowl year. We thought.
You know what? You look at Josh Allen, and I even saw a video recently that I already think the guy's a winner, class act. I saw him, like, palling around with, some handicapped kids, some special needs kids. I'm like, Josh Allen's just a good man, a good player, good leader. And, yeah, Buffalo, to answer your question, Covino, and to back up Jaden, Josh Allen's the guy that you got to be like, man, I thought this might be the year. And, you know, Joe Burrow said, nope, hope you got your refunds. Josh Allen, maybe next year, buddy boy. All right, Timothy in Fresno. What's up, man?
So good to have you on the radio in Fresno, California.
Awesome, brother.
I was calling about things that made me win over this weekend.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that the Jacksonville Jaguars got into Mahomes on purpose. If you look at that injury, the defensive player that came around and got him, he did not need to put that weight on that ankle. And he was already throwing his hands up like he was looking for a foul before anything happened.
I'm not going to accuse dirty play, but I wouldn't put it past people. I mean, a week ago, not to pull it back to my Niners, but we all know Deebo Samuel's got that, you know, the leg injury. And you saw the Seattle Seahawk twist his leg on the tackle, and that caused a fight on the field. Like, if you don't think some of these guys are like, yo, take out the star players. Like, they're not above that, bro. I promise you, not any. You talk about 53 guys on a roster. There's guys on the team that are more than willing to take a dirty cheap shot, right?
By the way,
a little extra, and that's dirty. That made me go,
Thank you, brother.
You know, just random observations like that one. When did it become the norm to just watch them punching for the football to this level? Like, I saw your 49ers defense, like, taking just straight up hacks when the play, like, seemed over.
Yeah, it's like forward progress, stop the play. You see, like, Fred Warner, like, he's a freaking boxer.
He's throwing uppercuts.
He's Tyson Fury.
No,
like,
seriously, he's throwing uppercuts. No one's saying anything about it. And it's like, I understand you're trying to get the ball loose. I understand the strategy. But that seemed to really become a thing.
Yeah,
even more so.
You know, obviously, what do they teach you? You know, lock up, tackle, wrap the guy. Tillman was one of the first, Danny G, to start punching at the ball.
Yeah, but it was obvious this weekend with Rich's 49ers a few times.
Yeah, but you know, you're seeing. Yeah, there are people that, you know, they do the right mechanics for a tackle, but then there's other guys where they're not going for the tackle; they're going for the strip every time, punching. Leo in Virginia, last call for now, and then Covino and I have a theory about what type of fan you are and what it says about you. Leo, go ahead.
Gentlemen.
What up?
And Rich. How are you guys?
What's up, bro?
Hey.
You guys are a great addition to this Fox lineup. I just want to let you know that I've been listening to you guys since you started, and it's awesome. What I wanted to talk about was these foolish fools, these chuckleheads that come out with these memes that said, oh, Brock Purdy beat a $40 million quarterback. You know, seriously, like, quarterbacks don't play quarterbacks. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous.
But it's not that. And, it's like what Colin was saying today. It's like the, you know, Cowboys are playing or are paying Ferrari money, and other teams are winning with Civic money.
That is true, but you're right. It's not.
And by the way, I was offended because I drive a Civic.
You know what, Leo? I will say, there is something to be said when people say quarterback versus quarterback, because I'm a Niners fan. But you know what Brock Purdy didn't do? He didn't beat Tom Brady. The Niners beat, you know, during the regular season when it was like Purdy versus Brady. I'm like, no, it's really the Niners versus a bad team, and Tom Brady just happens to be the quarterback of a team that's not as good. So I never believe in strictly quarterback versus quarterback. But
it's not, but when you're paying that type of money for a player, you're paying for them to win those games. That's why you pay them that money.
Yeah. Imagine if you found out your lease payment on your Tesla was the same as someone's Corolla.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. Wait. What are you driving? What am I driving? Come on. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, what type of fan are you? And I got to ask you, honestly, I'm asking you, Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Dyson.
Am I not the right type of fan? Am I too reasonable? And I know you might hate that. You might say, you? Am I too, quote, humble of a fan? Because when my team wins, I don't brag about it. I don't go after the losing team. I'm more of a, hey, man, like, I have Dallas Cowboy fan friends, and I'm like, yo, man, defensive battle. Your defense is good, man. Dak made some mistakes, but, hey, better luck next year. My man, yo, fist pump. I don't like to rub it in because you know why? I'm not on the 49ers. Yo, last time I checked, my name's not George Kittle. I'm not Christian McCaffrey. I'm Rich Davis.
I feel it's part of the etiquette to congratulate a fan on the win, though.
But you know what, though?
Even though they're not on the team.
But
you know,
I got to ask you, am I too mature?
Your 49ers won? Hey, man, congrats.
Am I too mature?
Maybe when it comes to this, but everything else, no.
Okay, good. Like, I had to call it one of my buds. We'll call him Barry. Barry on social media posted like a sad cowboy. And he's like, cowboy fans, told you. This is where you come to kiss my ass and my ring that we're going to end up getting. Tried to make amends for all that silly talk all week. And I hit him up. I go, yo, bro, do I not know something? Are you on the team?
Right.
I don't get it. And
so
again,
you're talking about the guy that's pouring the salt in the wound.
What I'm saying is,
and takes joy in that.
What I'm saying is, I'm a super immature guy. But am I too mature of a sports fan where, like, during the game, I was texting a couple buddies that
are
Cowboys fans.
Do you have to
fans?
Be, or is it, and this is just a general statement, do you have to be, or is that part of the fun?
Yeah, I'm saying, am I missing out on the fun? Should I be more braggy and more, like, mad when they lose? Like, Danny G, you were saying off the air, you and I were talking about how your wifey's biggest observation of the weekend was that there was more hate than love.
Yeah. She was like, man, when I went to Instagram, the 49er fans on my feed and the Cowboy fans were going back and forth. She was like, and in the past, she was mentioning Cowboy fans. Just as a casual fan, she has noticed that it seems like they're rooting more for the other team to lose than they are for their favorite team to win.
Well, you know what? I got to give credit to our buddy Chris that chimes in. Chris Rucker, diehard Cowboys fan. When I say that, I mean he's a big John McClane fan and a Cowboys fan.
Die hard and Cowboys. Yeah.
He says, I feel like if you're the guy that cheers for a team to lose more than your team to win, you're effing lame and your mom is a garden tool. He didn't say garden tool.
But no,
so that goes along the lines with what Danny G was just saying. It's like there's a lot of people that just root for other teams to suck and for the disappointment of their fans more than their actual team. Now, I also think that there's a lot of people that aren't good at busting chops, as my dad would say.
Yeah, busting chops.
Which is also the nice way of saying it, right? Busting chops. Like when Stephen A. Smith laughs about the Cowboys losing, I find it funny.
Yeah, me too.
Right? But when your buddy there is so angrily sending nasty posts on social media, it loses its fun and it sounds more angry. So I think some people are just better at busting chops than others, or rubbing it in more than others. I think rubbing it in is part of the fun. It's just, are you doing it the right way?
I don't know, which is why I'm asking you at Fox Sports Radio, because, for instance, something I can control, doing our radio show. If another radio show trash talked us, I'd be the first person to go at him and I'd slam and murder him.
Really?
Like, I have no patience for
that.
Wow,
we've never seen the side of you.
Yeah. No, you go at me or you go at my family, I'll go buck wild on you. If any other radio show went at us,
he would borrow Spock's hatchet.
Who is this guy? Yeah, he didn't say that when, remember that guy when Weenie in the Butt called you a nerd?
Yeah, good one.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, remember that rival morning show?
But
you get what I'm saying?
If some
radio person or broadcaster trash talk me, I go harder than back. You're coming at me. I'm a Niners fan. I'm not John Lynch. I didn't construct this team. I'm not Kyle Shanahan. I'm not calling the plays. And guess what I'm not? I'm not Christian McCaffrey trying to gain that extra yard for the first down. I'll root. And if you're like, dude, your team lost. I don't know the level of trash talk where you just look like an ass. Or am I being too mature by saying, hey, hard fought battle, bro. Your team lost. Sorry, bud.
So this is mature versus immature. It's also like busting of chops
and
crossing the line.
When I told this guy, yo, are you on the Niners? Because I think you need to settle down a little bit, buddy boy. You're making me hate my own team by you being like this. And he goes, sorry. Why are you acting like the fun police? And I'm like, am I being the fun police? Is trash talking the ultimate part of sports? Or
I think you also have to know somebody at a certain level to play these baby games. You know, these are sports baby games again. You can't just come at somebody and not really know them and you're saying nanny nanny poof poof because your team sucks. Like that's something that friends do amongst friends.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've had people come at me ready.
Like, I don't know you like that.
I've had people come at me ready like, yeah, enjoy it now because my Eagles going to whoop your ass next week. And I'm like,
well, how well do you know them?
I'm like, they're not whooping my ass. I'm not playing. Like, if Jalen Hurts lights it up against the Niners, I'll be bummed out.
Yeah, but you
guess
can't.
What? You had nothing to do with it, my friend.
But then
who lives
you can't
in Philly.
Be gloating around when they win either.
But that's why I'm not the guy gloating. I'm not the guy posting like, "Yeah, victory."
But
I'm saying
if you're consistent, then yeah, then that's all that matters in this situation.
I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I need to trash talk more.
You're not the fun police though. The fun police is at the last sports network I worked at a decade ago. There was a host where if we would say my Lakers or Rich, if you said my Niners,
yeah,
he'd interrupt you and he'd be like, yours? Are you part owner? You're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, that's the fun police.
That's the fun police.
That's sort of annoying.
That's the fun police.
That is the fun police.
But Danny, like, you're a Raiders guy.
I do notice when
my
Rich says we, like,
yeah, you can't say we. Now I'll give that dude that you're not on the field.
I'm not on the team. I don't pull the we. I'm not on the field.
No, I'm just saying when people say that.
Yeah, yeah. That annoys me.
That
like,
stands
Danny,
out.
If your Raiders lose, I'm not a mature guy, but my first instinct is like, yo, Danny, tough break, man. Dude, your team, there. I feel for you, brother. I'm sure you are friends.
You don't want to give them a little, hey.
I'm sure there are friends that are like, ha ha, your team sucks. F you, Danny. Ha ha. And it's like, yo, like, I hate that guy.
Hey, maybe sometimes those guys deserve it, though. You know, if it's specific.
I've never ran to social media to make fun of somebody else's team.
It's today's weak world. You know, nobody will say these things face-to-face. They'll say it face-to-Facebook, and that's the problem with society.
And we've all had this person, especially on Twitter, where it feels like they're just sitting there with their hand right above the button, and they're hoping and praying your team's not going to come back in the fourth quarter.
Oh, man. Again, we'll take all your feedback. I'm curious to chat with you guys on Twitter and Instagram, at Covino and Rich, at Rich Davis. But to me, when someone hits me up with trash talk, I'm like, there's a part of me that feels like maybe I'm like acting too mature. Like yesterday, instead of like rubbing it into Dallas fans, like, ha-ha, you haven't won since the 90s, losers, ha-ha.
If somebody has fun with it back and forth, like what Covino was saying, busting balls, busting chops,
yeah,
then that's understandable if they're smiling about it and they're still having a good day. But I feel like there's a lot of quote-unquote fans who take it so serious. Like, it feels like they are. They think they are an owner.
Maybe I'm off the mark, but you ever heard of the term negging, Danny G? It's a dating term, negging.
No, it sounds dirty, though.
It's like, Spot, can you give me a good example of, like, you know, it's like, say Monty's here, and you're like, hey, Monty, nice shoes. Did you buy them on sale? She's like, why? You don't like them? You're really just kind of flirting with her, but yeah. A backhanded compliment, kind
yeah, it's
of.
Like, yeah, it's like.
Because then they want to, like, it's like almost like pulling a person's hair when you were kids.
All right.
Yeah, it's like you like them, right? But you're pulling their hair.
You think this is a bro's way to nag with another bro a little bit? Like, hey, dude, I don't know you that well, but I think you're kind of cool. The 49ers stink.
I don't know, man.
This is that way of just becoming, like, creating a bond with somebody?
No.
No?
Like, I'll tell you what, when the Mets lose, my inbox is flooded with people just waiting to be like, oh, you're Mets being the Mets. I'm like, who are you? I don't know.
Well, like I said, if I don't know you, then I find that suspicious.
That's like,
I do know you, then it's all good, and we could bust chops.
Like, anyone in the studio can tell Rich that his stubble's looking pretty weak today, and it could be a joke.
Yeah, kinda like,
but if, like, someone, about? If, like, you're walking down the street and someone's like, hey, man, weak stubble, it's going to throw you off.
Yeah, but Rich's point is, that's his stubble. He's not on the 49ers.
But still.
I'm like, if you made fun of me, I'd go right at you. I have no control if the Niners win or lose. I'm just cheering, and if my team wins, I'll be happy. If they lose, I'll be bummed. But you, random cap, like, I would feel like.
You have rooting interest.
I know, but if maybe I am too. Maybe it is, you know.
It's a life investment.
I'm such a mature guy, I guess. That's what it comes down to. Ramos, I'm just so mature.
I have noticed that about you.
I'm just so mature. Yeah. I don't know why. It's the one. Maybe it's my one mature characteristic.
It might be your only one.
Might be my only mature characteristic. Might be the takeaway that if your team wins, like I'm not going at Dallas fans today. Like, you suck, losers. I'm going at them like, man, I don't know what you guys are going to do. If Dak's not the answer, what are you guys like? Yeah, I feel for you, man. Hey, next season, like, I know it sucks. Your team lost. You're out of it. Sucks.
Well, maybe that's coming from a place of, you know what it feels like to lose, so yeah, you don't like to rub it in being a Mets fan and everything else.
Yeah,
and
maybe that's true.
Maybe that's where it comes from. Give us your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. And coming up, I want you to know that we're going to discuss the best ways to watch the game.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of observations on that this
weekend. I'm immediately canceling out one particular way to watch the NFL playoffs.
And
we'll get to that. It's no fail.
And I have a story that I don't know if it was like a sweet move or like a really weak move.
Who did it?
Me. I pulled it.
Weak move.
Definitely weak.
I'll let you know. Okay. I'll let you know.
All right. TireRack.com. Let's talk about them. TireRack.com since 1979. Helpful people. They help you find the right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. And they're just a phone call or click away. Website packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap.
Let the tire decision guide answer a couple questions and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry.
Like the high-performance Yokohama Advent tire and the all-season Avid lineup and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day.
In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms.
Game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports. See for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again,
up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
And the Cradle Will Rock, Van Halen. I'm trying to figure out the tie-in, though, because DJ Ramos always has some subliminal thing going on there.
It's like a great game show.
Yeah.
It is 95% of the time a very good game show. This game show didn't work out very well. This is just like, hey, I saw a song I liked, and I'm just going to play it.
Hey, you know what? That works, too.
I'm sorry.
I love me some old school Van Halen, a la David Lee Roth. I'm not a Van Hagar kind of guy. I'm Covino. That is Rich. We got Ramos, DJ Ramos. We got Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. And we will be giving away some bribery balls this hour. Ooh. So listen out for your name if you subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich. We got Spotty putting up videos at Covino and Rich. Thank you for being here, hanging out with us. Again, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Beyer, yeah. CNR, and you, your phone calls.
Starting with Carl in Austin. I was saying that...
Hey, Carl, good to see you.
Maybe I'm sort of like, I don't know, a lame fan. I don't like to rub it into the team that loses. I'm not a real braggadocious type of guy with my team, maybe in life,
right.
But with my
After
team.
After this weekend, we saw a lot of like trash talking, but sometimes it crosses the line a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. What's up, Carl? What are your thoughts, buddy?
So I think the biggest thing with fandom is for college and professional sports, there's a difference. If you go to the college and your entire family goes there, I think you can start claiming the we.
Yeah.
Because you've invested your time, your money for multiple generations.
Agreed.
There. Now, where the professionals, I'm totally with you. There is no I unless you're the owner or you play for the team or somebody on your family plays for the team or works for them. And the only caveat I could almost take to this as being a newly acquired season ticket holder for a hockey team is once you start investing thousands and thousands of dollars, you start to feel like maybe it is kind of partly your team, but you know you have no say, but you get more access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So more financially invested and therefore mentally invested as a fan. So
yeah,
psychologically, you're a part of the team.
I
guess. Maybe they're more invested than you, Rich.
No, I guess, but my point is simple. It's that I saw more than anything over the weekend, and Danny G and his wife were even backing us up, saying how you see more and more people making fun of Cowboys fans than Niners fans enjoying the win.
Oh,
or
yeah. The memes
you know,
were nonstop.
Like, you see, like, you know, if you're a Buffalo fan, your friends aren't saying, like, oh, man, that sucks. But like next year, they're like, ha-ha, you guys thought you were going all the way, suckers. And it's like, I don't know. I just maybe I'm too mature. Mark in Medford, what's up, man?
Hey, now.
What's up?
Well, I'm happy for you guys that you've matured to the point where all that lack of success by the Mets and Yankees doesn't affect you anymore. Just kidding.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, you know, hey, now there is such a thing as a friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
And busting chops is, you know, it's really on a... That's part of a friendship. You know, that's part of what friends do with each other, you know
I think Mark, somehow, some way, Mark might have just made sense and he didn't even realize it, because Mark probably is not known for making sense. But I would say
he's not known for that.
I don't think in his circle it's like, Mark, that's the guy that makes sense. But he did say friendship. I think social media has opened it up to strangers mocking you and your friends.
And you're now mocking
teams
in broader strokes.
And you're like, who are you, rando guy? F off. Now, if one of my good friends is like, yo, you Niners blew it, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I've known you for 20 years. You could bust my chops a little bit. I think maybe we...
That's where it hits different.
We talked us into circles until we figured it out. And it's social media allows strangers to mock you,
yep.
And I'm not cool with that.
And you know what? I've asked rando guy on Twitter before. I've said, who's your team? And I get a reply back, I don't have a favorite NFL team. Okay. All right. Random troll.
All right. Lorenzo in Virginia. Wrap this up, buddy boy.
Hey, Lorenzo.
All right. Two quick things for you on fans.
Yeah.
One, I've learned they don't know as much about the sport, their favorite sport, as they claim to.
Of course.
They watch it very passively. They've never been super close to it. They think they're experts. And for lack of a better term, I think most of them are pretty idiots. But the main point is I feel some of these fans, this is their only source of joy in their life. I don't want to sound mean, but I know many that where they don't like their job. Their family situation is so tough. So that 3.5, 4 hours, 5 hours on game day, that's the highlight of their week. So when their team wins, they are strutting. And when their team loses, they are inconsolable. And when you combine like a lack of a true knowledge of the sport with that kind of devotion, it can get ugly. And as far as Cowboys fans on social media, if every time I got to see how about them Cowboys with the most meaningless third, fourth, fifth week win. So when stuff like this happens, like, I understand.
You did it to yourself, Cowboys fans. You've done it to yourself.
They bring it on themselves. Right.
They provide a lot more ammo than most teams, for sure.
Now, before we go to Dan Byers' update, you and I agree with something. And for the years of us doing our show, how about him?
The rule is when you and I agree, it's fact.
Yeah, when Kavino and I agree, it's fact. And some of my buddies said, hey, what are you doing for the games this week? And I said, listen. For the Niners Cowboys, I need to be in front of my TV with the volume super loud, no one bothering me, honed in and focused, like truly focused. But I'll go watch the other game somewhere else. I don't care. So I actually met them at Buffalo Wild Wings. Some of my buds said, hey, we're going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I parked at Fox Sports Radio because I'm a cheapskate and didn't want to pay for parking. And I walked across the street. And
was there a lot of Bills there? Bills fans?
Believe it or not, West Coast vibes of not as full of a bar as you thought.
No, I meant for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
So, order my wings, order my drink. I'm sitting there, and we're watching the Bills-Bengals.
In Buffalo, is it just called Wild Wings?
I think it might be, yeah. So, like, French toast is just toast. Fries. Wee-wee. I'm watching, but am I really watching? Of the four games this weekend, if you said, yo, Rich, break down what you saw, what you observed. The one game where I feel like I've noticed the least was that Buffalo-Cincinnati game. Now, you could say, well, Rich, it was sort of a boring game. Buffalo was never in it. But I think even when you go to a bar with the intention of, yeah, I'm getting together with my buds and we're going to watch at the bar, it sounds like the most sports fan, manly, right way to watch the game. But I'm here to tell you, I think when you're at the bar watching the game, it's the least attentive you are watching a game.
Completely agree. Completely agree.
I was worried about my wings. I was, hey, can I get more blue cheese?
No, people are talking.
I'm listening to my buddy's
attention. This dude's telling you about his marital issues. Yeah, the like, other hey, guy, man, I came here for the game, not the other, to be Dr. Phil.
Your one buddy's telling you about a bad Bumble date he went on. The other guy's talking about his kid's soccer game. And you're like, yeah, we're here watching the game, but we're really not watching the game.
When the Dodgers were in the World Series, my wife said to me, hey, let's go to a bar. Let's go to someplace and watch the game. And I said to her, I don't.
Yeah.
And the reason why I didn't want to go is because I like to watch a game. I like to hear what's going on, and I can't hear with everybody talking.
Well, yeah. I have the solution for this.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
And I'll save it.
He's Steve Bartman. He wears his headphones to the bar.
But, hey, watching a game on theory, on paper, at the bar with other fans sounds like the right way. But if it's your team, it might be the wrong way, and I'll tell you how to solve all this next. What's up, Dan Byer?
Hey, guys. I agree. I am a stay-at-home guy when it comes to any big games.
Wouldn't it feel, though, like, oh, go to the bar? It just sounds like the sports fan like guy thing to do, but you're not getting a vibe of the game either.
Yes, correct. And I don't think that you could truly be who you truly want to be during those 3.5 hours in a public setting. We don't know if Tom Brady is going to be staying home or not, but Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers, has done it for a long time, doing it for the Tampa Bay Times, was listening to the Tom Brady Let's Go podcast on SiriusXM and I guess wherever you get your podcasts. Jim Gray asked Tom Brady about his future, and Rick Stroud transcribed it as Brady is saying this, and I quote, if I knew what I was going to bleeping do, I would have already bleeping done it. I'm taking it a day at a time. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
Wow, sounds angry.
Yes, end quote. That from Tom Brady. We knew that Stephon Diggs was angry.
Man, a simple I don't know would have done.
Stephon Diggs took to Twitter to try to, I guess, explain his outburst that he had towards Josh Allen and in the postgame following yesterday's loss to the Bengals. Well, Diggs tweeted these tweets. First one, want me to be okay with losing? Nah. The next one, want me to be okay with our level of play when it's not up to the standard? Nah. It's easy to criticize my reaction more than the result. Ooh. Those series of tweets from Stephon Diggs.
Wow. Well, Allen addressed it. He said something about we have to be better. You know, we have to be better moving forward. We have to figure it out. Something along the lines of he wanted the ball, and he didn't get it as much as he wanted to. It happens.
And by the way, Dan, in the other game, Niners Cowboys. Mike McCarthy pushing the camera, was that an overrated moment? I know after the game he apologized to the guy. He was walking off the field and he pushed the camera.
Yeah,
guy.
Even the camera guy said that it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. And it wasn't a push. It was just more of a redirect.
Out of my face.
That's all that was. And then A.J. Brown, did you guys see that on Saturday, sulking on the sidelines?
During
their 31-point win?
That looked like very selfish to me something, right? Like,
very, very selfish. A couple of other quick notes. Sean Payton interviewed with the Panthers today. Second interview with the Broncos later this week. He'll also interview with the Cardinals. Angels owner Artie Moreno announced he and his family have discontinued the process of selling the franchise. He will continue to own the team for 2023 and beyond. And Andy Reid did confirm Patrick Mahomes has a high ankle sprain, but will start the AFC Championship game against the Bengals. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Dan.
Covino and Rich, and DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code CRSHOW for a special offer when you sign up. This code CRSHOW only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you enjoyed the games. Hope you enjoyed the fights. UFC 283.
Well, you have a solution that I want you to get to.
Well, how did you watch the games is the question at hand right now. And is there a best way to watch the games? I agree with Rich. If it's your team, you don't want to be at the bar, even with your team's fans, because you want to be focused in, zoned in. You want to hear the commentary, or you want to pace around in your living room, holes in your socks.
The only positive.
Rich started with a brand new pair of socks this weekend.
Holes
by the end of it, he had screen doors on the bottom of his feet. Screen door socks.
The only benefit of watching with other fans at a bar is during that one big play when you're like, bro hugging and high-fiving strangers. It is a cool fan moment. But
by the way, I'm surprised you didn't bring up that concentration from your guy Kittle to make that catch.
Oh, that was his favorite. That was his favorite board game as a kid. Classic concentration.
He said he did it for ratings. Did you see that? I'm surprised you didn't bring that up. But he makes a play like that and the whole place erupts. Whoa!
Yeah.
You know, that is the fun part, but I think that's for the casual wild fan. Now, I think it's a dope move, a boss move, as they say. But I was watching these games, and I cared about all of them because we have to talk about them, right? I'm a fan. We're on Fox Sports Radio, and I'm with mixed company, but I was with a lot of younger people, too, younger than me. And I pulled a real old guy move, but I think it's still an awesome move. I think it's the way of the world.
You were handing out caramels?
I was handing out caramels.
Butterscotch?
He was handing out Werther's Originals.
I handed out blackjack bubble gum to all the youngsters.
Yeah, what was your old guy move?
I said to the young guy manning the TV,
you're an old guy. What's an old guy move?
He had a young guy name, too. His name was like Jadenth.
An old guy move?
And I felt very much like a Steve in this moment because I pulled an old guy move.
Old guy move. Using your flashlight to read the menu at a restaurant.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a real good one. But no, I didn't do that. Okay.
Old guy move.
I asked Jadenth. Hey, Jadenth, young guy, am I putting on the subtitles for this guy?
Closed captioning for a sporting event?
I did, and it makes all the difference. I need it. Hey, man, if you're going to sit there and babble about your kids and these little nose pickers in your life and talk about your puppies and you're going to talk about, you know, the guy at work and this and that, and I'm here to watch the game, I'm not going to try to be rude and say, hey, man, can you zip it? But I will say, can you put on the closed captioning so I can at least read what's going on? That's important to me. I want to hear it.
A clear distinction needs to be made.
I watch all my TV that way nowadays.
Subtitles are for when you're watching a show in a different language and you need the translation on the bottom.
Not anymore, man.
Closed captioning is for the hearing impaired.
No, he's saying you're saying the wrong word.
No. I'm saying.
Yeah, subtitles are not for the
subtitles are for like translation. Closed captioning for the hearing impaired.
Well, I need subtitles. I need.
No, you need,
no, you need closed captioning.
I like to read the game.
Tony Romo is not speaking Spanish.
Doesn't matter. I like to read it just like I like to read
Espanol.
Last of Us. I like to read the show.
Yeah, but
I digest it better. I absorb it more. And when people are yapping in mixed company, I still want to be able to hear what's going on. So I'm telling you, it's a great solution.
All right, well, you win, I guess. I don't want to argue.
It works. There's nothing to argue. It works.
All right, I think it's ridiculous. But we'll take your feedback next. Don't forget.
What's ridiculous about it?
Four NFL teams left. Two conference championship games. Only a few more opportunities to win big in the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers could bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly.
Not a new customer?
Huh?
You can feel the conference championship thrills with stepped-up same-game parlays.
Feel those thrills. Take your shot at an even bigger NFL payout and boost your winnings with each leg you add of a parlay up to 100%.
Now, here's what you do. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CRSHOW for Covino and Rich. That's the letter CRSHOW.
New customers bet $5 on the conference championship games and you get 200 in free bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CRSHOW.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay. You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Snaps it back to Dak Prescott. Oh, he throws over the middle to Turpin. He gets hammered down by Jimmy Ward. The game is over.
What a way to end it.
The 49ers are on their way to Philadelphia.
That was courtesy of the 49ers Radio Network. It's the Progressive Play of the Day. Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier. Help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That was the final call. And
why would you have Zeke Elliott playing center, getting run over by a guy twice the size? Mike McCarthy said, this is a play we drew up in practice. How'd it go in practice, Mike?
I guess a lot better than that if they wanted to.
It was really one of the more miserable last ditch effort plays I've ever seen.
Les Miserables.
Anyway, we're Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR. 877-99 on Fox is our number. And again, we hope you enjoyed the games this weekend. We're excited for a kick-ass week of shows and the conference championship this weekend. I want to thank you guys for subscribing to our podcast, okay? Podcast. And if you did and you left a review, well, then we might have a prize for you
right now.
Not all balls are equal.
Balls to the walls with Covino and Rich.
You bake the balls.
I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
You gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Brady likes angry balls lately.
So, Danny G, I know you picked some nice reviews on the Apple Podcast page.
Yep, it's bribery, Rich.
I know.
To help grow our podcast numbers.
What do you got today?
All you got to do, go to our Apple Podcast page, type in Covino and Rich Show on your device, and you'll see where you can write and leave a 5-star review. The first winner for today, username CowboysMike1214. Best Talk Show on the Radio is his title.
Wow. Cowboys winner.
At least he won something.
He's lying.
This guy also didn't say Dak's the best quarterback, did he? Because then I question his opinions.
Covino and Rich are without a doubt the undisputed champs in talk radio. Yeah. The guys bring it every day and are far from boring like some other sports shows.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
I had the privilege of being their very first caller when they started on Sunday nights in September of 2021. The Patreon show they do is the best podcast, and their music work over on Sirius XM is amazing. They've always been the undisputed champs in voice tracking as well.
Now he's just lying.
Man, you know what? Can this guy write my profile?
Add this to my Wikipedia page.
Thank you.
Thank you, Covino and Rich, for making my life as a truck driver enjoyable.
Wow. Man.
Mike from Florida. Thank you, Mike.
Right. Thank you, Mike, and you deserve this bribery ball. Yeah. Who else we got?
Next one. 1 star. You guys stink. No.
Spot.
Fantastic show is the title. 5 stars. Howie FR is the username. These guys are a fantastic listen. They talk sports, but also life. Danny G, Ramos, and Spot really add to the show. This guy knows what he's talking about.
I think you added that in, but that's okay. I'll accept it.
The only problem is that the 2 hours goes by way too fast.
That's true.
FSR, please bump this show up to 3 hours. Wow. Howard R.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you, Howard.
Howie.
Thank you, everybody, for subscribing and for your review.
And all you got to do, by the way, email me if you hear yours read. I'll verify it's you, and we'll mail out your CNR Nerf football. It's crprizes@gmail.com.
crprizes@gmail.com. And again, subscribe for free. Just search Covino and Rich and leave a review. We're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. And a quick reminder, tomorrow, Iron Mike trivia on a Taco Tuesday.
Can't wait. You know, we're talking about how to watch the games, right?
Yeah.
And I do have one more thought, because I know Sunday, Championship Sunday, I told you guys, let's all have a party at my house. I'm still down for that. Hopefully you guys all want to hang. But I have one buddy that's a big Eagles fan, and he hit me up. He lives out here in L.A., and he said, hey, where are we watching this? And I go, I'm having people over. He goes, all right. And I'm thinking, do I want a guy showing up at my house?
Ruining the vibe? No.
With his Jalen Hurts jersey on, being all, you know, fly, Eagles, fly. Meanwhile, I'm going to be hating his face. But he's a friend. So do you want to never watch with people that are rooting against you? That's sort of always been one of my feelings.
I personally don't allow it. That's just my personal rule.
We've told the story before, but I remember going to Covino's once for a Yankees playoff game.
Yeah, it's a whole Yankee. We're a Yankees family.
And I'm not a Yankee guy. I'm a Mets fan. But,
yeah, but
as
you weren't rooting against.
No, as a friend to Covino, I was like, I'll go watch. I mean, listen, if you're watching your Yanks, I'm not going to be a jerk. Some guy brings a buddy wearing a Red Sox jersey.
Yeah, beat it. Out!
And he's like, go
out!
Sox!
No, he threw him in the bathroom. I didn't want his face looking at my TV.
I don't know.
In the bathroom.
Now she's can't leave.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Now you can't.
Yeah. So we gave him a beat down that he'd never forget, and then we said, now you can't leave. Yeah. And then we threw him in the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Perfect.
Yeah. Bathroom. So anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We hope you enjoyed your UFC this weekend. We got some new light heavyweight champions of the world. There's some good fights and some great football.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your Monday. Watch Last of Us on HBO. It's great. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.